three bags of Queen Mulch Plus for only $10, only at Lowe's.
After 3 months recovering from an attack that almost killed him, Yemen's President Saleh made a surprise return to his country.
Many feared that violence would dramatically increase in Yemen's capital if President Ali Abdullah Saleh returned, and that's exactly what's happened. At least 50 Yemenis, mostly dissidents and protesters, have been killed so far this weekend in gun battles with security forces loyal to Saleh. The embattled leader says he's ready to talk with the opposition to end the bloody conflict, but they want him to step down, a position echoed by the U.S. and the U.N. Saleh has refused many times to initiate a full transfer of power, and it doesn't look like that has changed. Jordana Miller, ABC News.
Yemeni medical officials say at least 18 people were wounded today when government troops opened fire on protesters in the capital. A plane running aerial viewing tours of Mount Everest has crashed, killing all aboard. Here's ABC's Linda Albin at the foreign desk.
A rescue helicopter arrives at the scene of the crash of the turboprop plane belonging to Buddha Air. What should have been the experience of a lifetime turned into tragedy. The plane with 19 people on board was heading back to Kathmandu after taking tourists to view Mount Everest and other high peaks when it crashed, hitting a rooftop and disintegrating into several pieces. An eyewitness said it was foggy and visibility was poor. 18 bodies were pulled from the plane's wreckage. A 19th person died later after being rushed to the hospital.
ABC's Linda Albin. This is ABC News.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you...
Pine trees. Yeah, you don't normally see huge pine trees when you are along a beach. But you do out here in Lake Tahoe. So it really is beautiful up here. We've been having a great time. I have been here since Thursday evening. I have been all around the town doing all sorts of things. I've been relaxing here at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club, and you're going to hear all about it. Of course, I am Francoise, the host of Traveling with Francoise, and your host for the next hour of this Always Live broadcast. And today it's coming to you live from Lake Tahoe, the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. Valley is back at the station waiting to take your calls to register for your own trip to the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. It's a three-night stay. I mean, in fact, I'm reading this, and it's just so amazing. You're going to have a ball up here. It's a three-night stay in a one-bedroom deluxe suite here at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. And like I say, it's just such a phenomenal trip valued at over $700, and it doesn't expire until December 2012. Club Francoise members, you are registered. Valley will be registering you during the next hour at 760-320-8255 or toll-free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. And I did hear that there was a fire up there by the tram, folks. Valley mentioned it to me during the break, so be careful if you're going up there. Call. Because if it's near the tram, I'm sure they've shut the tram down. So there in our Coachella
Francois.
Valley, there's a fire by the tram. Yes, Valley?
The tram was just coincidentally closed today for maintenance. So, but right. It's not really that close. It's the fire is on the mountainside near the San Gorgonio Pass. Okay. But it's called the Windy Point Fire, and it's okay. About 10% contained.
Right. Well, thank you so much for that update. So everybody just, you know, and yes, the tram is closed for maintenance. Now that you remind me, I think they're open. I think they open at the end of the month, but I'll give you that information a little bit later. But right now, we are in Lake Tahoe. We are at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. For those of you who missed the first hour, our guests included Carol Chapman, who talked about the Lake Tahoe as a whole, and Steve Williams, who is the president here of the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club, and he gave us some insights on the Beach and Ski Club and what makes this destination unique. Both of them actually did a great job in telling everyone what makes Tahoe so unique. And my mind goes a little blank because I just can't get over the fact that there's so many people who have never been up to the Lake Tahoe area. It is split between Nevada and California, right there near the casinos, so you can gamble or you cannot gamble. You can be in California or you can be in Nevada. Take your pick. But it really is a spectacular area. I was giving you some facts about the lake itself. It is the highest lake of its size in the United States and the largest alpine lake in North America. The shoreline is 72 miles long. There's everything you can imagine up here to do, skiing, biking, hiking. Of course, snow season's coming, so you're going to do your skiing during the snow season. All sorts of water sports, fishing, amazing fishing. They have Mackinac Lake trout. There's just anything you want to do is up here in this beautiful community, and you're not in this really, really jam-packed, power-packed city. You're more in a mountain community, and everywhere you look, there are pine trees and squirrels, and the beautiful lake just kind of glitters between all the trees. Really, really gorgeous up here. So if you've never been, you need to come. And if you're going to come, you want to stay at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club, because you're going to get to experience everything all Tahoe has to offer right here at your fingertips. The pier is right next door. You can rent all your boating equipment right there. You can go out on the Tahoe Bell. And just so much to do, so much to do. So in this hour, we're going to talk wine, food, Lake Tahoe, and more about the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. We also have industry news and your chance to sign up to win your own trip to the beautiful Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. Yesterday morning on KSQ, I was not there because I was here. But next Saturday, at a new time, around 8:40 a.m., you will get your own look at the Lake Tahoe, and the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. So you are going to see it on KSQ, so make sure you tune in around 8:40 a.m. Now, there are free contests on the website, Traveling with Francoise. Make sure you go, because some of them will be closing soon. Go to the website, check it out, get entered for a trip and some other fun stuff. And again, that's on travelingwithfrancoise.com. The numbers you do need to know today, they are 760-320-8255, or toll-free from the East Valley, 760-346-8294. And again, those are the numbers you're going to call in to register for your own three-night stay at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club in South Lake Tahoe. Doesn't expire till December 2012, and you are going to have a ball. You're going to have such a great time. I'm so excited. I've been having such a wonderful time. I'm so relaxed. I just am so relaxed, and sometimes I get myself all worked up on trips, but I have been so relaxed on this trip, just loving it. And it all has to do with where I'm staying, and that, again, is the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. There's just something about it. I have my balcony. I'm overlooking the beach. They have the big park-like area for the visitors if you want to go sit in the grassy area. Tennis courts, all sorts of great stuff. And Tamara, later on in the show, will be talking about that. But right now, we're going to talk about food. Even though I'm on a diet, I've lost 12 pounds. Yes, still riding the bike. You all be very proud of me. When I'm traveling, I do need to experience food. And with us right now is the co-owner of the Blue Angel Cafe, Lindsay Davis. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi, how are you?
I am great. Thank you for being here.
Yes, thanks for having me. Nice to be here.
Well, good. Now, you are the co-owner of the Blue Angel Cafe, which is only about 5 minutes from the Tahoe. And we could walk to the Blue Angel Cafe. But tell us about, what is the Blue Angel Cafe?
The Blue Angel Cafe is an international flair cuisine cafe. We have beer and wine. We try and feature a lot of local wineries, which local being Amador County and El Dorado County. Those are neighboring counties. We are in El Dorado, but we have great wine region around. Our food is absolutely amazing. We have a seasonal menu. We just actually launched our fall menu on the fall equinox.
But before we get into the menu, let's not give them all the goodies first.
Sure.
Let's talk about the cafe itself. Now, indoor, outdoor seating, do you have a bar? How many people? I thought it was very intimate. Very locals like to go there, which I always
first. Everybody loves them. They're to die for. And they're also gluten-free.
Oh, okay.
So that is good to know. A lot of people love that. For our entrees, we have curries and other items. We have beef bourguignon that is just to die for. The beef is just, you could cut it with your fork. You don't even need a knife. It just melts in your mouth. It's delicious. Our pizzas are also very good. We have lots of popular pizzas. We're kind of switching our pizzas around with our seasonal menu. My favorite right now is the mascarpone cheese and prosciutto pizza. That one is just delicious.
Yeah, Lindsay's making me hungry, folks. This is Lindsay Davis. She's the co-owner of the Blue Angel Cafe, which is just, I could say, walking distance or in car, and your car may be 5 minutes away. You have a lot of unique. You have hummus on your menu.
Yeah.
And why the theme of your plates are actually very unique. Where does this come from?
Originally, when the Blue Angel Cafe was started, my business partner and another partner, they wanted an international cafe because mm-hmm. there wasn't much international cuisine here mm-hmm. in Tahoe, mm-hmm. not that ranged from, you know, traditional English dishes. My business partner, Rosie, she is English, but we've got, you know, Australian dishes. Like I said, we have Thai-style curries and, you know, pizzas. We wanted to bring all of those flavors onto one menu and still keep quality. Mm-hmm. That's an issue that some restaurants might run into, is having such a varied menu and keeping, you know, the quality of the food high.
Right.
Mm-hmm. A lot of restaurants will kind of keep similar food items on there, but we, on their menus, we have a variety of different menu items. We have quinoa, which is a grain, gluten-free grain, that is not a lot of people know about it. It's gaining popularity. Mm-hmm. It's very delicious, and we serve that on every one of our sandwiches. You can have that or French fries.
Mm.
So, yeah, we try and feature a lot of not so common menu items,
right.
And it's gaining popularity. People are just absolutely loving the Blue Angel. It's been quite a success.
Well, I can see why. My sandwich was delicious. You also have the veggie burger. You have Thai curry. You have salmon. You have fish, pulled pork, Aussie barbecue chicken, a little bit of everything. Butternut squash ravioli. I know. Are your taste buds dripping, everybody out there? It's really delicious, the Blue Angel Cafe. Now, do reservations. Do we need reservations?
We do take reservations. On busier nights, it is better to have a reservation.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, you might have to wait for a table.
Okay.
So I always suggest a reservation. Plus, it gives us a heads up of to be prepared for when you do come.
Okay. And you're open 7 days a week?
7 days a week. We open at 11 a.m., close around 9 p.m., and again, it's lunch and dinner only. We don't do breakfast at all.
And I have a number here for you. Is it 530-544-6544?
Correct.
And do you have a website?
We do, theblueangelcafe.com.
All right. Well, Lindsay, thank you so much. My sandwich was delicious over there. And my buffalo mozzarella sandwich, which a lot of you are going, really? She tried that? Yeah, it was very adventurous. And it was delicious. Thanks again, Lindsay. Beautiful. The Blue Angel Cafe is delicious. And I'll see you again, okay?
Yes, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, folks, so now you've heard a lot of suggestions on places to eat. I mean, it's quite diverse, and that's what I like about the Blue Angel Cafe. They have cowboy fries. They have everything that you might be looking for and not the usual, and that's what I like about it. Turkey brie and apple wrap, hummus wrap, of course, salads, lots of salads and drinks and all sorts of good stuff over there. So, again, remember when you come up here to go to the Blue Angel Cafe. It is on Ski Run Boulevard, real close to the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. Like I say, you can walk or hop in the car and drive. If it's snowing, you might want to drive, be a little bit warmer. But make reservations to help Lindsay out over there, 530-544-6544, or go to their website. All right, on that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, we have Barb Tenney. She's here to talk about Apri, a beautiful wine bar, bistro, and shop. I was over there yesterday as well. Very interesting. I saw some things in there. I have not seen in other wine bistros and bars. So that's happening when we come back. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on Newstalk 920 KPSI, coming to you live from the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club in, of course, South Lake Tahoe. We'll be right back.
The Palm Springs Desert Resort Communities Convention and Visitors Authority, known as the CVA, is the official marketing and tourism agency for the Coachella Valley. You have the opportunity to participate in our national and global sales and marketing efforts to increase your business. We exclusively promote our member businesses in the official publications, visitors guides, and the destination's official website. CVA membership builds success. For CVA benefits, please contact us at 760-770-9000 or online at palmspringsusa.com. This is your CVA.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767 5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Hi, this is Mel Haber asking you to donate generously to Angel View Crippled Children's Foundation. Your tax-deductible donations of clothing and household goods help support round-the-clock services for disabled young people living in our 17 specially equipped homes. Angel View stores are located throughout the valley, so donating is easy and convenient 7 days a week. To find an Angel View location near you, just phone 322-2440. Please call today.
Finally, there's a dry cleaners in town that can take care of all of my garment needs. From my heavily beaded ball gowns to my sexy lingerie, Country Club Cleaners now offers the latest in technology with their new organic dry cleaning system. This environmentally safe, non-toxic, odorless hydrocarbon system is on-site at Country Club Cleaners, so your clothes never leave the premises. Alterations and repairs are available also. Country Club Cleaners is located in the new Bristol Farm Shopping Center on the corner of Country Club and Monterey and Palm Desert. 341-2129. See you there. I'm one of those who said I never would, but after years of horse training, sailing, and golfing, Mother Nature has got the best of my skin. So I've decided to stop Mother Nature in her tracks with the help of Dr. Lombardo of Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery in Rancho Mirage. I searched for a year to find a doctor who listens to my needs and wants, then explains the process to me with no sales pitch, just compassion and professionalism. Call Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery today for all of your cosmetic surgery needs at 760-610-8990 or visit them on the web at LombardoCosmeticSurgery.com or on the homepage of TravelingWithFrancoise.com.
Hi, this is Matthew Creighton, the owner of Thai Smile and Rancho Mirage. Please join us for fresh, tantalizing dishes you've come to love or even try something new. We're open daily for lunch, dinner, and takeout and offer a full beer and wine selection. Thai Smile of Rancho Mirage is located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and Highway 111. Reservations are suggested. So please call us for more information at 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit our website at mythaismile.com.
You're listening to News Talk 920 KPSI.
Hey, want to travel?
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI, and we are coming to you live from the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. Now, we have been covering information about the lake. We've been talking about the beach and ski club. We're talking a little bit about food, and now we're going to talk about wine. I want to welcome my next guest, Barb Tenney. Hi, Barb.
Hi, how are you, Francois?
Well, I am great. Thanks for being with us today.
I'm glad to be here. I mean, it's beautiful here.
Now, yesterday I was told that I need to go visit this really great little wine store, which is a wine bar, bistro, and shop. And I was pleasantly surprised because I saw some things in there that I've never seen in a wine shop. So tell us a little bit about Apres.
Well, Apres Wine Company is, as you mentioned, a wine shop, but it's also a wine bar. And in our wine shop, we have probably 300 or more different labels of grower, producer, and boutique wines from around the world. But also, about half of them are from California, so we're able to show the tourists who are looking for California things, wines from this area, but also people who are from the area or who want to pick up a bottle of French champagne, you know, we offer that as well. And then in our gift shop, we have great souvenirs from the Tahoe area made by Tahoe people, as well as nice wine accessories. But I think what makes us really different is that wine bar.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about that in a second.
Okay.
But first, I want to know, how did you get into the wine business?
Oh, it's a long, bumpy road, actually. But actually, I'm living the dream. I'm living my boyfriend JP's dream. He was a real estate agent in Los Angeles, and we own a home up here. And we always tried to figure out, how can we live in Tahoe? And when the real estate market kind of went bust, he started looking earnestly into the wine business and took a certificate program at UCLA. So that was his road. In the meantime, I'm working my butt off in the television industry in Los Angeles and enjoying it, I think. You know, it's a fun business to be in. But with the traffic getting the way it is, you know, being in Southern California, we were ready to make the move, and we put together a business plan, and we figured out that way to live in Lake Tahoe.
Now, did you have an interest in wine? Because I know a lot of wine shop owners are connoisseurs and really into the collecting and all that. Are you just a person that enjoys wine?
I just enjoy wine. Mm-hmm. But the partner I have in this business, JP Lonergan, He's what you described. He's the connoisseur. He's been collecting wine since the 70s, and he loves a good Bordeaux and a great grower-producer French champagne and a Napa Valley Cab, and he can go on and on and on.
On and on and on. Okay, well, your store is beautiful, and I saw something in your store that I've never seen anywhere else, and I'm probably saying it wrong. Is it Enomatic system? Enomatic system?
Enomatic.
Enomatic
right.
system. I have never seen that before, and I think it's really fascinating. And folks, with me right now is Barb Tenney, who is the co-owner of Apre over, it's right close here to the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club, right off of Ski Run Boulevard. Ski Run Boulevard, that's it. So tell us about the Enomatic system.
Well, in our wine bar, we have this system from Italy called Enomatic. And what it does is it allows us to open about 50 bottles of wine and keep them open for up to 6 weeks, and it keeps the wines fresh. But I think the easiest way to describe them is they're like a slot machine for wine. And you get a debit-type card, you put it in the machine, you push the button, and out comes an ounce of wine. So we have 24 wines on our self-service machines. If you'd rather be served, we have 24 more wines behind the bar, plus a few other wines that we have open for happy hour and so forth. So really, at any time at Operate, you have a choice of over 50 wines. And I'm sure you, Francois, would be able to find something you like in that collection.
Well, you know what I liked about it? Because I know nothing about wines. And I like the sweeter ones. I do know that. I do know I like the sweeter ones. I like the fact that I could walk around myself and look at the bottles and look at the names and look at the colors of the wine and then decide what I wanted on my own, because I get a little uncomfortable because I don't know that much about wines, and someone behind the counter that knows a ton starts talking to me all these, you know, flowery smells and all this, and I'm going, okay. So for me, that was a real comfort factor, and I could see how fun that could be for people when they walk into a Apre to just say, oh, I'm going to try this one, that one, that one. Before you know it, they've tried 20 wines.
Yeah, it is fun, and I think that is one of the things that's nice about it. If you want the wine expert to help you and walk you through a tasting order or a pairing, you know, definitely we can offer that. But if you're a little intimidated or you just want to be left alone to learn on your own, those wine tasting machines are great. And with 24 wines on the Enomatic system in the wine bar, you have a choice. We've written all the descriptions of the wines and what you might be able to taste or smell, whether it's flowery or leathery or smoky or any of those kinds of things. And with 24 wines, we have a selection of sweet wines as well as drier wines. In our cooler, we have 8 of the white wines on the tasting machines, and then 16 red wines. So that is about the breakdown, too. About two-thirds of wine that's purchased is red. So,
well, I just learned that they're saying leathery. I've never heard of a wine described as leathery, but what does that mean?
I think it's the older wines, the French Bordeaux. They have kind of a smoky, leathery taste, and the wine connoisseurs love that. If you watch the movie Sideways, that's what Miles was drinking at the end of the show in the fast food restaurant.
So. Oh, okay. All right. And now food. You have food at Apre.
We do have food. We have a menu, a lunch and dinner menu. We serve lunch on the weekends during the slow season, which it is a little bit right now. And then during the height of the summer and the height of the ski season, we have lunch 7 days a week. And we have lunch, dinner 7 days a week as well. And we have some really nice, interesting menu items that pair really nicely with wine. For example, our signature appetizer is the figs. And the figs, people that don't like figs come in.
I don't like figs.
And guess what? They end up loving figs after this. It's dried figs stuffed with smoked mozzarella cheese, wrapped in bacon and grilled, and then served with a balsamic reduction. And those people who don't like figs always make a second order. It's pretty funny.
Oh, okay.
But we have a nice Zinfandel brace short rib dinner. We have smoked salmon BLTs. We have some nice salads. So if you are interested in wine and you want to try something that goes well with it, we can always fix you up, whether it's an appetizer, a chocolate dessert, or a nice dinner item.
Well, I found this unique that you do serve lunch and dinner, because a lot of the little wine shops and stuff do not. So you really have stepped it up over there. I would call your store state of the art.
Oh, thank you very much. Well, you know, we found out pretty early on. We opened on New Year's Day 2009, and we started out with a lighter menu, more tapas style. Mm-hmm. First of all, nobody knew what tapas meant. That's kind of a trendy LA term.
Yeah.
But the other thing is, people in Tahoe are hungry. Mm-hmm. They go skiing, they go snowboarding, they go hiking, they do all kinds of things on the water. And when they come in, they do not want to pick at their food. They want something big. So we ended up having what we called the biggest, the lake platter, which is a nice wine or cheese and meat platter for those people. And we started stepping up the menu. So now as you're looking at the menu, you see a lot more items that are really filling. And And he had to do it.
It's making me hungry. Now, let's go back about the wines a little bit at Opry. Now, is there a lot of local wineries in the area?
There are. Right down the hill where our Amador counties and El Dorado counties, and both regions are right on either side of Highway 50 as people drive up here. It's a fun place to go wine tasting because of the number of wineries there. They're most well known for their Italian varietals, and that stems from the Gold Rush days. Back then, when the gold miners came, the Italian gold miners came and planted some nice Zinfandels and some Barberas and some Syrahs, and they started making wine for the miners, too. So that area has a real history for winemaking. We carry quite a few of their wines. We also carry some wines. Most of our wines, I would say, are from Napa and the rest of California as well. We like to have a variety so people can compare and contrast, because while we are from... While we are in El Dorado County, the thing is people who are visiting here are not necessarily from those areas, and they want to try wines from all over California.
Oh, really? That was my next question, Barb, because I was wondering if a lot of your customers, when they come in, do they want specific wines that are with the region here, or are they looking to try maybe some exotic wines as well, a little bit of everything?
A little bit of everything. And in fact, the locals, you know, they're looking for something besides some of the California wines, because they, you know, it's a celebration. They want a French champagne. Mm-hmm. Or, you know, somebody's mom comes and only drinks Pinot Grigio. We have, you know, a selection that will cater to a very broad palate. But also, I think, especially with California, for example, this is California Wine Month, all of September. Mm-hmm. So we're celebrating California wine with our pairings dinner, with our wine tasting next Tuesday. And people come in and they talk about California wines. We want to try something from Napa. What's Santa Barbara like, you know? So we have a lot more wines from those areas just to cater to the tourist.
Mm. And you do have a happy hour?
We have a happy hour not once, but twice a day.
Wow,
so that's pretty cool.
We have a happy How can you not be happy after walking out of Opry anyway?
Yeah. We have a happy hour from 4 to 6 and another one from 9 to 10. The 4 to 6 seems to be more tourist-oriented, and the 9 to 10 is when people get off work. We have our locals that come in. So it's something that we've done just to, you know, get more people into the wine bar and to rub shoulders in town.
Well, Opry is beautiful. Tell everybody again where it is and how they can find you and your hours of operation, and do you need reservations?
Well, we are on the corner of Ski Run Boulevard and Lake Tahoe Boulevard. It's almost across the street from the Tahoe Beach and Ski. We're open every morning at 11, and we close at 10, except on Sundays when the hours are 2 to 10.
Okay.
We recommend reservations.
If I want to eat. I know not to taste wine, but if I want to come in and have dinner or something.
It's probably not a bad idea, although this time of year, if your friends are coming up from the Coachella Valley, then they have no problem getting in. We have plenty of room, but... what was your last question? You had other ways to find out about us. Well, we have a website.
Yes, you do.
APRESWINECO.com, OpryWineCo.com, and you can reach us in Tahoe at area code 530-544-WINE.
Okay, and shipping. I buy a lot of wine and I want to ship it. Does that work?
We do ship.
Okay.
We do take care, though, if you are living in one of those sweltering hot areas like where you live, we aren't shipping until October, just so we can, you know, make sure that the wine gets to you in top condition. And most of the wineries in Napa are doing the same thing, holding off on shipments to some of the areas that are going through that drought, like the Texas area and so forth.
Gosh, I thought Barb was rubbing it in there for a minute that it's hot. Okay.
No.
Place up here. And how long have you lived in the Tahoe area?
We've been here a little over 3 years.
The store's
been open about 2.5 years.
And what's your favorite part about living up here in Lake Tahoe?
I just think it's the great beauty, you know, the scenery and the people, you know. It's really a nice combination living here in this area because everybody's happy.
Okay. Barb, thanks so much, folks. That was Barb Tenney from Opry Wine Company, and it's at Bistro, Bar, Bistro, and Shop. Beautiful little gift shop. Thanks again, Barb.
Thank you.
All right. And you can find them on the web at APRESWINECO.com or give them a call at 530-544-WINE, W-I-N-E. And it is a beautiful, beautiful store. Now that I'm getting real hungry, I'm going to have to go over there and get something to eat. All right. Thanks again.
Thank you.
Okay, folks. Well, we're just moving right along here. We're at the Lake Tahoe, right next to Lake Tahoe at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. And the weather is sunny outside now. It looks like all those clouds blew over. Let's see the snow geese, the Canadian snow geese that were hanging around on the beach. I don't see them anymore, but I do see people sitting out there on the beach in their lounge chairs, reading, soaking up the sun. And I tell you what, it's a little bit different here. As soon as the sun peeks out, everybody runs out to the private beach here at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club and jumps out there on their lounge chairs and with their books and iPads and all that sort of stuff. and they just relax and watch the waves and watch all the people out on the water running around doing a lot of stuff. Yeah, so nothing wrong with that. I've been doing that myself. I've been sitting on my little balcony here. Actually, I have two balconies at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club and enjoying my view with a nice glass of wine from Opry. So you can't beat it after having lunch at Blue Angel. Life is good. Well, let me touch base on a few things before our last guest joins us. I want to tell you about industry news going on here. It brought to you by Urchin's Art for the Hair. Celebrities wear them all the time. Why not you or your special someone? For more information, please visit Urchin's with an S on the web at urchins.com. And don't forget the Borrego Days, 46th Annual Borrego Days. Festival is happening October 21st and 23rd. Need to get those reservations made at the Borrego Springs Resort. The link is on my website. And Virgin America will be flying into Palm Springs. And that's big, big news. As of December 15th, 2011, this year, they will be coming in from New York, San Francisco, Virgin America. So, see, our valley is growing in leaps and bounds. And this is your CVA Minute brought to you by the Palm Springs Desert Resort Communities Convention and Visitors Authorities, offering you up-to-the-date information on the destination deals and events all happening in our Coachella Valley. PalmSpringsUSA.com, your one-stop shop. And we were talking about the tram, and the CVA let us know that the tram is shut down for maintenance until September 30th. So that's probably a good thing with the fire going on over there. Not right next door, but in that area. So remember, the Palm Springs Aerial Tramway is shut down for scheduled maintenance. This happens every year until the 30th of this month. All right, so we have all that covered. What we're going to do is we're going to step aside. I'm going to give you time, some more time to call in and register for your three-night stay at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. Phenomenal property. When we come back, Tamara Hollingsworth joins us. She is a GM here. We are going to break it down. We're going to tell you about all the little goodies that you don't know about that happens here at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. You are listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI, coming to you live at the from the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. Okay. All right, folks. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Electric Car Distributors is proud to announce that Western Golf Car is back in production, featuring the ever-popular 400 2x2 and the new Elegante LX. We also have great selection of Western Golf Cars and more, along with new Club Car and new Yamaha Golf Cars. Open 7 days a week with two locations to serve you in Rancho Mirage and Palm Desert. For all your electric golf car needs, it's Electric Car Distributors. Experience a day of Mystic Readers, a fashion show by The Wardrobe, and shopping at below rock-bottom prices at the Mystic Day Bazaar, benefiting Helping People Here Again. The fun happens on October 16th from 10 to 5 at the Spa Resort Hotel Convention Center in Palm Springs. We'll be there to raise awareness for Helping People Here Again, the nonprofit organization that fits qualified applicants with hearing aids for free. We'll accept cash, check, or credit card. See you at the Mystic Day Bazaar. For more information, call 760-776-1738 or visit helpingpeoplehereagain.org.
Honey, what's wrong? Honey? Honey?
You get scary when you miss your vacation. Don't miss out. Get away to the Red Rocks of Sedona. Stay 3 days and two nights at the Sedona Summit Resort for just $199. Call the Arizona Tourism Center at 877-444-8044. That's 877-444-8044. And feel like yourself again.
Hi, it's Robin Burns from Classy Transportation. Need an affordable town car, limousine, or coach? Call us for the airport for dinner, tours, and day trips. Don't forget our fabulous daily outlet shuttle and door-to-door service to Coachella Fest and Stagecoach 2. Our fun bus leaves for holiday shopping at South Coast Plaza on December 7th. Sign up by December 1st. We'll have lots of prizes from Francoise. Call 760-325-325. 5900 or www.classywithanitransportation.com.
Get in on the fun and experience the new craze that's sweeping the nation, cable wakeboarding. The place to go is Desert Wake, Southern California's first cable wake park. So leave the concrete water resorts behind and enjoy natural freshwater lakes only minutes from all points in the Coachella Valley. For more info, call Desert Wake at 206-380-3305. That's 206-380-3305 or on the web at desertwakeinfo.com. Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning ends of Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Francoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at borregospringsresort.com.
You're listening to News Talk 920, KPSI.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Travel with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on News Talk 920, KPSI, coming to you live from the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. And with us, as promised, is Tamara Hollingsworth, the GM here at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. Welcome, Tamara.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Well, now, first of all, before we get into the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club, I hear you're an equestrian.
Love the ponies.
I was reading your bio here. So for all my equestrian friends out there, I used to be in the quarter horses and whatnot.
Oh.
Tell us a little bit about your horses. And is there horse rentals available up here? Can you go riding up here?
Yeah, you can. You can do trail rides, which are really nice. They're very casual, comfortable little rides that you can do up here. There's a couple places. Mm-hmm. Zephyr Cove Stables is one of them.
Okay.
For my personal experience, quite a variety, from Frisians to Arabs.
Wow.
To saddlebreds. So we do some pleasure riding, and my daughter uses them for lessons as well.
All right. So. Well, I saw that, and I said, oh, I can't let her go without not talking about that. Because people would say, because it made me think about, because a lot of people do like to rent horses when they go somewhere, because when it's so beautiful, the setting is so gorgeous. In Lake Tahoe, this to me would be a perfect place to go riding through the mountains and stuff in the pine trees.
Oh, so. By horseback is really lovely up here.
Definitely. All right. So now we'll switch gears to what you really do as a general manager here at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. So let's break it down. Give us an overview before we talk about specifics, the rooms, and all the amenities. Give us an overview of the property.
Well, we are located on the beautiful south shore of Lake Tahoe at the corner of Ski Run and Lake Tahoe Boulevard. We are on about 7 acres, and we have 140 units here at the property. And we're spread out throughout the property with 6 different buildings.
Okay, now when you talk about the number of units, they're not all the same. So you have several different types of units available for your guests. And what are they?
Well, we have 6 different unit types, and they range from a cozy, intimate studio unit that's very comfortable for 2 people, all the way up to a cabin that's a standalone unit that'll sleep 6, and it's very comfortable for a family. And we have a variety of units that have either kitchenettes or some with full kitchens.
Like I said earlier to Steve, why would someone want to cook when they're here? I have no idea, but you're prepared in case they want to. The only thing I could see is because the views are so beautiful and to sit out on the balcony, you might just not want to leave. I found myself having to tear myself away because I was so relaxed. I said, okay, get out, pound the pavement, check out Lake Tahoe. It really is so relaxing, and it's quiet and peaceful is what I like also about the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club.
Yep, very true. You know, and it's lots of activity in the summer if you'd like it, but spring and fall are just lovely times here. It's very quiet.
Now, I also see that you're definitely child-friendly here. I mean, you have a lot of things for kids to do. Tell my listeners about that.
Well, we have an area on the beach called the Tot Lot, which has some little playground items. We also have, of course, our fabulous beach, which is wonderful for kids. And we have a variety of child-friendly activities. We have everything from swimming, and we also do some games on the beach and crafts.
Okay, and you have a room over there. We were walking the other day, you're giving me a little tour, and you actually have a room set up in there for kids' activities.
We do. It's the Tahoe room, and part of that is set up for little kids. You know, we have a variety of toys and small right-sized tables for them, and we also have, for a little bit older kids, we have foosball, and we have a pool table.
Yes, you do. I saw that. So you have something, and that's for the adults, too. You have the ping pong table outside. I saw just as many adults playing the ping pong table as I did the kids. So, in fact, they were all kids challenging mom and dad challenging the kids. The kids, I think, were better winners than the parents, not so good losers. I don't know. But it was really cute watching them all. Everyone's having a good time, which is really important because you are set up here. Many of the rooms are set up for more than just couples, for families to be able to come and stay. So it is important that you have something for the kids to do. Now, you also have a lot for the adults to do here. So let's talk a little bit about that. You have a fitness center.
We do. Yeah, we have a fitness center. We also have a couple of saunas that are always very adult popular. We have swimming and some really nice outdoor hot tubs. We do. We have horseshoes, variety of other activities on the property. You know, we host a variety of adult activities. We have some welcome parties and wine tastings. So, we have tennis, which is another great activity.
Right. There's something you do have, which folks, and we're talking to Tamara Hollingsworth, who is the GM here at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club, and you have been here 13 years, so you have watched the evolution and watched the renovations, and the renovations continue. You have a dry sauna, which a lot of even spas don't even have. And this for me, because I think of Tahoe just as much of a winter destination because of the skiing and everything, and you're so close to the ski slopes that you have that dry sauna in there, which is, that's pretty special.
Oh, it is. It's great. Very popular with people. And, you know, especially in the wintertime, you know, they'll come back from skiing and they can take a nice sauna. And we also do evening activities. We have, you know, some get-togethers in the Tahoe room and you know, a variety of exercise classes that are really great for Pilates, things like that, yoga. So, you know, before or after skiing, that can be, you know, really nice, something to participate in.
So, again, folks, we were talking, I know in the first hour you heard that the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club is also a timeshare resort, but walk-ins, you can come in and use all the amenities. Like, you are just a guest like any other guest here, and you get treated just as fantastically. That's probably a new word I just made up. Everyone is so friendly. It's kind of a different atmosphere, too, because you have a little bit of the whole ownership here. There's a different type of pride, and when people are walking around, this doesn't happen at a lot of the resorts I've been at, people are always saying hello and talking to you. It really is a different type of atmosphere and feel among the guests here at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club.
It is, absolutely. A lot of our owners are very proud of the property. They're open and welcome to invite new guests. You can sit in the hot tub and talk with people and meet some new friends. We have a great staff here, very guest-oriented, really want to make your stay a really wonderful, memorable experience.
And they have been. From the minute I drove up, everybody's been more than friendly and welcoming. And I felt right at home. And it has a homey feel to it, which you don't find. And I feel like this beach outside that I'm looking at is almost my private beach. Even though there are people out there, there's just a different feel about the whole property here, a really good feel.
It's, you know, our goal is to make it a home away from home for a lot of people. We have a lot of repeat guests that come back that aren't owners here for rentals, and, you know, it is their little heaven.
Well,
away in Tahoe.
I have to say you have accomplished that because it really does feel like a home away from home. Now, you are a non-smoking property.
That's true.
But you didn't leave the smokers out. You have little, in fact, the great areas for the smokers.
Yeah, we don't want to alienate anyone. Mm-hmm. We want, you know, everyone's welcome. We have two covered areas for smoking and another that's outdoor that, you know, if you're brave in the winter, you can still smoke in that area, but it's more suitable for the summertime. But, and it's all over the property, so we haven't just put them back in a little bit corner.
Right.
So.
They're right there, out there by the tennis courts and looking at the beach and everything else.
Yep.
You also have Wi-Fi throughout the property.
Yeah, complimentary Wi-Fi.
Yes, yeah. I've been using that. And very good connection, by the way.
Good.
Yes,
good.
Very, my
that
little
can
computer.
Be a challenge,
yes. Actually, yes, it can be challenging in the mountains, but I've had great reception the whole time I was here. Now, in regards to downtown, how would you describe your location, the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club, in regards to getting to downtown?
Downtown meaning the casinos?
The casinos area and the shopping and the gondola and all that in that area.
Well, you know, from our perspective up here, it's within walking distance or mm-hmm. certainly within biking distance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we're very close to the action, far enough away in our little, you know, kind of little corner of the world. But so you can walk, take a bike, you know, to get to the casino. We call it the casino corridor, mm-hmm. where all the action
okay.
is.
All right.
And then the, you know, another center is the Marriott Center, where there's a lot of restaurants, and that's where the movie theater is. And so, you know, we're close to all of that.
And you have a lot of shops downtown. I mean, you have everything. Like you said, the theater, you have a little bit of everything for everyone up here in Tahoe. Now, as we go into the snow season, into the skiing, you're open year-round.
We are.
And you welcome skiers with all their gear and stuff.
Absolutely.
Can that be a little more challenging than the summer with the beach crowd?
Well, you know, it's just a little bit different. You know, it's great to see people walking around the property, and they're walking in their ski boots and carrying their skis. And we have a shuttle that meets right out in front of the property, so it's very convenient. And it's just a different sort of feel. It's winter's a little quieter here. It's, you know, the snow just makes it a little bit, you know, quieter place. And, but, you know, it's not a challenge for us. It's just a different crowd of people.
And you are very close to, what is this Heavenly that's right behind us on Ski Run Boulevard?
Doesn't it look like you just step out the door and step right there? You know, I mean, it's so close, yeah.
I said to myself,
the street.
Yeah, the other day when I saw the blue, because I was cruising around to see where the Blue Angel Cafe, I went there before it opened, I said, oh, well, I can just walk there, and then I can just walk to the pier, and I have spent more time just walking around. I was going to use the fitness center, and I said, why, when I can be outside in this beautiful weather walking?
Absolutely. And, you know, there's some great shops next door at the Little Marina.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's little pockets all over town.
Now, the barbecue is outside in the beach here. Are those for your guests here?
They are. Complimentary. Okay. Yeah, we have either gas or we have regular traditional charcoal.
And you also have laundry?
Yeah, we have a small laundry facility downstairs if you're so inclined to wash your clothes before you take them back home. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, yeah, we don't want to do that either. We're on vacation.
We don't want to. At least I don't anyway.
Yeah. That's not why. Yeah, I want to just soak it all in, and I have been. Now, the cabin that you have, I thought that was fascinating. You have a one-bedroom with a king bed cabin. What brought that upon? Why have a cabin in the midst of all these 140 some rooms?
Well, it's actually funny. It used to be a little fishing cabin originally when the property was originally developed. So the thought process was that why not just use that and develop it into something that was more modern, but would be very sort of its own little standalone kind of home. It's, you know, we have people say, I could live in this.
Yeah.
This is so nice. So it has its own unique charm, and it's two levels, sleep six. It's very, but it's just warm and cozy. But it's a nice size unit.
Well, that makes the variety. That's what I was talking about. The variety of rooms that you have there, very interesting. It's not just standard king rooms or standard queen rooms or whatever. Your rooms are very livable, very 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 comfortable here at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. And when you talk about fishing, you cannot fish off the private beach though.
Well, you can.
Oh,
it's not going to be very effective, generally.
Oh. No, you have to be out there in the lake, okay.
Yeah, you got to go out on the lake and have a lake experience, or go fly fishing in the streams.
All right.
That's a wonderful experience.
Tamara Hollingsworth, she is the GM here at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. She's been here for 13 years. So I'm going to put you on the spot here. What are some of your favorite things to do in Lake Tahoe? What are you going to tell people when they come up here for their first time? Of course they can see the lake. Of course they know there's boating and fishing and all that. But as an insider, what kind of tip would you give them about their visit here to Lake Tahoe, South Lake Tahoe?
Well, I think that there is just, we have such a nice variety of places to go out to eat. That's just, you know, a wonderful thing whenever you're someplace that brings back, you know, such nice memories. But, of course, I'm going to recommend, you know, that what we were talking about earlier is take one of those horseback riding mm-hmm. tours. The other thing I'd highly recommend in the wintertime is to take a sleigh ride.
Oh, that's right.
Or go dog sledding. And those are some really kind of, you know, obscure little adventures that not everybody knows about.
Definitely, definitely. Oh, now you've piqued my interest. I did the sleigh ride, but I didn't know about the dog sleighing.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have to come back. There, see, I needed an excuse, folks, to come back to the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club, so I just found one right there. Now, give everyone your information, website, even though all this will be posted on Traveling with Francoise during the week. I'll get this all up and running, but go ahead and let's give it over the air right now.
Well, our website is TahoeBeachAndSki.com, and it's spelled A-N-D, not with the ampersand.
Okay.
And we love to have the guests call our 866 for my vacation number to book your holiday, vacation, reunion, anytime we can serve as your host. Those are how to reach us.
Okay, and you can accommodate large groups.
We can.
Okay, you can do it all here at the Tahoe Beach Ski Club.
That's right.
Well, Tamara, thank you so much. I mean, it's a wonderful facility. I've had such a great time here. Thanks so much for hosting me. I really, really appreciate it.
Oh, it is our pleasure. You have to come back.
Definitely. Well, I have
winter.
To go dog sledding. Yeah, there you go. Okay. And again, folks, you're right along the lake. The mountain behind you for skiing is right there. I mean, everything. You're 5 minutes from the casinos. There's shops all up and down the main drag here, which is, what is that? What is the main drag? What's the...
Lake Tahoe Boulevard.
There you go. That's simple. Lake Tahoe Boulevard. It's so easy to find right along the road here. And I mean, you're not going to want for anything. You are not going to want for anything at the Lake Tahoe area and the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. Tamara, again, thanks so much for being here. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, folks, I tell you, I am starving. I've been talking about all this food, all these great things. This is my last afternoon to spend on the beach, to check out Lake Tahoe, to go do a little gambling, to go do a little shopping, to enjoy my room here with the flat screen televisions, beautiful room with my, of course, I haven't used my kitchen at all, so we won't have to worry about that. Have that stayed over there. But I have just been having a great time sitting on my balcony overlooking the private beach, the picnic tables, the barbecues, all of that, tennis courts, fitness center, housekeeping, hot tubs, dry saunas, horseshoe pit, barbecues, beachfront, all of it right here at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. And somebody, some lucky fan of Traveling with Francoise is going to be coming up here to the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club. I hope all of you registered. Next Saturday on KESQ, I will be showing the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club on KESQ, so you will be able to see it yourself. All the information will be posted on my website, travelingwithfrancoise.com. But like I say, check in with us next week on KESQ around 8:40, a new time, 8:40 a.m. on KESQ Channel 3 TV for your own look at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club and a little bit of Lake Tahoe as well. I have had a fabulous time here. I head home tomorrow down 395. Beautiful drive. You can't beat a drive coming up here better than 395. Fantastic. So I'll be on my way home tomorrow. I'll get all the information posted on travelingwithfrancoise.com. I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank everybody calling in. Valley told me the phones have been ringing off the hook. Congratulations to my winners. And everybody, you have a terrific week, and I will see you next Sunday back in the studio with lots more stuff going on. And again, Saturday for your look at the Tahoe Beach and Ski Club on Traveling with Francoise on KESQ 3 TV. Until then, you've been listening to Traveling with Francoise, presented by Lombardo Cosmetic Surgery, right here on News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs. Have a terrific week. I'm going to spend the rest of my day having a great time. And remember, it's never too late to get a life.
Want to dine? I'll tell you where to play golf. I'll pick the spot, nightlife. I know what's hot. Want to travel? I'll take you there. Want to dine? I'll tell you where to play golf. I'll pick the spot, nightlife. I know what's hot. It's never too late to get life.
Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs with Rush Limbaugh, 9 to noon weekdays. And now, News Talk 920 KPSI proudly presents Oakland Raiders football.
Cool. Very cool. So if you're like one of us, and you need to buy or sell NFL tickets,
Go to NFL.com/ticket exchange today.
Let's go, Raiders. Let's go. That's right. This season, it's easier than ever to cheer on the Oakland Raiders at home and when they go on the road. Global Event Forum, the official Oakland Raiders fan travel sponsor, is serving up memorable times for all Raider games. Family trips, buddy getaways, bachelor and bachelorette parties. Global Event Forum's ticket and travel packages include hotel and game tickets. So let's go, Raiders. Literally. Book now at Global Event Forum. Forum.com, globaleventforum.com.
What channel are we on?
Good afternoon, one and all. Welcome to the O.co Coliseum, the old Oakland Alameda County Coliseum, the home of the Raiders since the late 60s. And the Raiders have been playing here, of course, in the Bay Area since the inception of the AFL. This is the 52nd home opener. Greg Papa joined by a guy who took that very first snap from center. Tom Flores, the original quarterback of the Raiders, and your two-time Super Bowl winning head coach, Tom. After a drizzly morning, it's starting to brighten up a bit, and the lights are on here at the O.co Coliseum.
Well, it is the gray skies, but there's no rain coming down, and it doesn't look like it's really threatening really hard. So it should be a fine afternoon. There's not a tremendous amount of wind either.
That's a good day to play football. Raiders are 1-1, having lost in Buffalo last week, and the Jets off to a 2-0 start. They came from behind to beat Dallas in their opener on Sunday Night Football, 27-24 at MetLife Stadium. Both of their first two games at home, and last week they buried Jacksonville soundly, 32-3, gave up 390 yards to Dallas, and winning in their home opener, came back last week and played more like Rex Ryan. Rex Ryan's teams play defensively, holding the Jags to just 203 yards of offense. The captains are going to meet at midfield coming up momentarily. And let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the NFL on Compass Media Networks.
Oakland Raiders football on News Talk 920 KPSI Palm Springs.
Today's Raiders captain. Greg Papa, Tom Flores back. And the captains are now making their way to midfield. The Raiders in their home opener, of course, are wearing black jerseys with the silver pants, silver helmets. Jason Campbell, Darren McFadden on offense, Rock Cartwright and Shane Leckler on special teams, and Richard Seymour is the defensive captain. Mark